Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, John, this morning, you know, and going through Proverbs, and we always try to do our wisdom moment, and, you know, we need wisdom. You know, what we're seeing take place right now, with some very, very smart, intelligent people here are, you can be almost dumbfounded by their intelligence. You're just so, you know, mesmerized, like, wow, that's really deep. But then you see how they actually handle their day-to-day life, and you're thinking, oh. That's how it all ends. And so, you know, what it is, it's not having wisdom, you know, and above all things else, you know, he says, get wisdom, you know, get wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 11, you know, it's the 11th of the month. And so we always focus the corresponding chapter to the corresponding day of the month. And today is the 11th. So we looked, you know, and just what we just suggest is just, you know, don't necessarily have, you can read it, but we prefer, you know, that you're reading, you know, all through the Bible and doing your abiding time. You, as a matter of fact, if you want to get an abiding plan, kind of a concept, we have one for you. You can go to iabide.org and we will have one for you. Just request it and we'll get it to you right away. It has everything that you need there. But in addition to doing that abiding plan, think about washing your mind every day with just listening to a proverb, the book of Proverbs, the chapter of Proverbs for that day. So if it's the 11th of the month, you listen to Proverbs chapter 11. And what we do on the wisdom moment, we just talk about one particular one or two verses in that. And today, Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11 just really kind of the letters came off of the page.
You like
that? No, they didn't really come off the page. But they, you know, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, you know, it's reading says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. So wisdom, the very presence of wisdom produces good fruit and a desire to go out and be fruitful for God and to tell other people about the Lord, you know. But the first part of that, it says, you know, the integrity of the upright guides them. And, you know, and obviously if everybody's sinned and falls short of the glory, integrity does not mean that you're perfect. But integrity is like an operating system that God, that you can seek and ask God for. And that's the thing about being, you know, it's a fatherless generation, and you have sons and daughters growing, natural and spiritual, you know, in the church, growing up without, you know, fathers in their life or rightly relating to them. And then you have those that have fathers that they just choose not to receive the, like Proverbs says over and over again, if you don't listen to your father, it's not going to be good. And so, you know, and so integrity, I think about, when I think about integrity, you know, I think about, you know, when I was in the Navy, and in a particular ship that I was on, several of them, but one ship I was on, it has what they call watertight integrity, that the whole ship is compartmentalized, where every berthing area, every office, every hallway has two watertight doors on it, almost like cells, if you would, that are watertight. And it's almost like, you can think of it like rafts or something, because, you know, if all those, when they would call general quarters, they would seal all those doors so that when they took a, we took a hit, when a missile would hit the ship, when some damage would happen to the ship, that it would have enough integrity to float. Because even though it hit one part of the ship, because all these other areas of our life, or all these other areas of the ship, had integrity to it. It's called watertight integrity. And so with our lives, you know, we are seeking to have a life of integrity. You know, I love the book Integrity by Dr. Henry Cloud. And it's called Integrity, the Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. And that's quite often, you know, when, you know, John, when the demands of reality hit us, that's when we have a choice. You know, are we going to still maintain our integrity during that time? Mm-hmm. Or are we just going to give it up? And, you know, he does 20-year study about the CEOs in America. And his conclusion was what was lacking and why we've ended up where we are in the business realm is because of the lack of integrity. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't gotten that book, I encourage you to get it. It's very encouraging. If you're a leader, I encourage you to have it. And if you want to understand integrity, I think he does a real good job. He's a Christian author, but also a psychologist, I believe. And he did 20 years of studying CEOs. And so that alone is just, you know, gleaning 20 years from somebody's hard work, you know, to be able to gather that. So integrity is important. Integrity can keep a nation afloat. You know, when you take a hit, when a ship takes a hit, it stays up because it's got integrity to it. When a nation takes a hit, if it has integrity, you know, it can stand. But our difficulty is right now is, you know, does America have integrity? You know, does America have integrity? You know, some of the things that they're investigating right now in our leadership was leaks that are come that I can't figure out how all this stuff's getting public about, you know, our defending our nation and the things that we have to do. And so their concern is that we're not having integrity with the information and our allies and in the world. And so if we lose our integrity with the other nations of the world, then we're not going to be able to survive a hit. We'll be alone, you know. And a lot of people end up alone because of their lack of integrity, right? And so the first thing he says is that, you know, the integrity of the upright guides them. So, you know, and when you have you're seeking to have a life of integrity, it's not that you do everything right, but you remember the times you didn't. Because it's an unusual thing. Somebody with no integrity, you know, they're like, you talk to them about something, and then they start saying, well, what day was this? Was this last year or the year before? Now, what was I dressed? How was I dressed? It's like, so this is actually a normal pattern of behavior.
Right.
Because, you know, people that seek to have a life of integrity, you know, because of our, you know, living in this world and the things that happen to us, you know, sometimes things happen that we don't like how they happen, you know, like David said, and all these different ones that have gone before us. But those moments stand out, you know, you can tell everything about them. And so the integrity is important. So somebody says, well, I'm not gonna have any integrity because I'm not perfect. And all these people who claim to have integrity, they're not perfect either. Well, nobody's perfect. Everybody's falling short. But listen, you're going to get a missile. You know, you're going to get something to hit the ship of your life. And if you have not took time to get integrity in the area of your finances, get integrity of your relationships, get integrity of your family, I mean, you're going to take some hits. Your business is going to take some hits.
Right.
You know, right now, employment's taking a hit in our country. You know, but integrity, how we handle those things are very, very important. And he says that the integrity of the upright will guide them. He says, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. And the duplicity means, I mean, they're like double-minded. There's like, it depends which way the wind's blowing. You never know how they're going to land on a matter. They may be up, they may be down. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when people are running for different offices, you know, the biggest thing people argue about is their duplicity. It's like when he first started or she first started, they were to the left of this issue, and now they're sliding to the middle, and now they're on the far right. And what they're really saying is this person's has a lot of duplicity in their presentation. But with the church, you know, and we're always talking, you know, to the church or to the ones that have gone astray or the ones the Lord's drawing back to himself. And that's what VFN Radio is about, is letting you know that we're not supposed to be double-minded, you know. And, you know, double-minded man gets
nothing
from God. And somebody says, you know, I don't know why I pray and pray and pray. I ask and ask and ask, but when I pray, I don't get anything from God. God never comes through for me. You know, there could be multiple things, but quite often people are double-minded. They're very, you know, they go, you know, God bless me, and then the next word they go, God never does anything for me. And it's like, you know, God's not going to reward that. That's duplicity. Integrity is God is faithful. Integrity is this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, standing up for God, seeing they're fixing to die because of it, you know, getting thrown in the fiery furnace. And they said, listen, hey, our God can deliver, but even if he doesn't, you know, we're not going to serve your God. And that's integrity. We're not trying to adjust ourselves to how it might come out. That's actually manipulation. We're just going to stand for God and trust him with the results, right?
Doing the right thing no matter what the results are.
Right. And then he goes on and says, the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. You know, and our right standing with God through Jesus Christ and his empowerment by his Spirit for us to be able to walk out what is right before him as a fruit to him and all glory and praise to him because he's doing it in our life, literally is a tree of life. You know, I think about, you know, Cooper, we're going to be able to share really soon. We'll give a shout out to Nicole this morning up in Virginia. I was so encouraged. I got a kind of a snapshot of Cooper's picture. Hello, Cooper. But I really want to get, if you could scan that and send that to me, I'd like to be able, all of our listeners to be able to see that. We'll put that up on the VFN TV blog. But Cooper, that was awesome, dude. For our listeners that don't know, I mean, he had a dream. The Lord gave him a dream, a detailed dream of heaven. And he saw the trees of life, right? And, and he saw the leaves, you know?
Wow.
And so right here, he's talking about the fruit of the righteousness, the tree of life. And so we also have another one too that Jared, you know, my son, had a dream of heaven. And Cooper's six, by the way, just so you know that. And I think Jamie, and who you heard earlier today, he's 6 years old. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Awesome.
God's awesome. Talking to, it's just gorgeous. I love it. And then when the picnic in the park up in Denver right there, you know, they had the adults come, but a whole, maybe 20 children, they said, came. And to just enjoy the whole picnic in the park that Sharon and Brett are having up there. It's just so cool. You know, I just want to encourage you to do something for God. You know, get active. You know, be a doer. You know, we talked about that, and we'll talk more about that. But you have people that hear the Word of God, and then they actually go back and hear it again. And they go, wasn't that good? Did you hear that? That's good, right? That's very good. Yeah. And then you have, they go back and say, I'm going to hear some more. And so they go, hear. And then they go, hear some more. They don't do what they hear, right?
Right.
And hearing's important because, you know, faith comes by the hearing of the word, so you got to hear. But then you have other people who don't hear or spend any time hearing from God, but they do. Mm-hmm. They're very. I remember one particular person that told me, "I have no time to pray. I have no time to read the Bible, but I do." And so what they do, like the person who just hears and hears again, they hear. The person who doesn't hear and just does, they really do, and then they do, but they never hear. So you have hear, and do. But you have this, listen to this, though you have those that actually hear the word of God and do what it says. He says those that hear it and don't do it are merely deceived, James chapter 1. And so we have to be a doer of the word. So we can't be a hear or a do. We have to be a hear-do. Isn't that right, John?
That's right.
Right? That's right. You think about it. So you have to be a doer of the word. And right now, it's a major thing because a lot of people have been convinced by what's being said that you can be a hear or a do, and everything's going to be all right. But the truth is, he says that you're merely deceived if you hear and you don't do. It's like he says, show me, you know, he says, faith without works is dead. There's activity. Something happens different in your life because you believe God. So you can't just be a doer without a hearer, and you can't be a hearer without a doer, but you're supposed to hear what God says and do it. And we call that abiding with God. You can find out more about that at iabide.org. And so the tree of life. And then he goes on and says, and he who wins souls is wise. You know, when you spend time with God, you start finding out, God's called me to do more than just make money for my stuff and my things. That's and right. Plan my retirement and my vacations and my trips to the sporting events or whatever's going on, which is okay, I guess, in regards to that. But it's just the fact of, is God in there anywhere? Did you ever think about, you know, you can win a soul? And I'm going to encourage you right now, too, and we'll be talking more about this. Did you know this, John? 95%, according to statistics, and you can correct me if it's not 95%, 95% of professing believers don't even win one person, one soul to the Lord in their entire lifetime. Those who profess to be believers, is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it, 95%.
Yeah, and you think about it, I mean, a lot of times it's a lot of what people have been taught. You know, people have been taught it's a come ye church instead of a go ye church, you know? And it's not about coming. It's not coming, it's about going. It's about being out there and evangelizing and sharing the good news with people. And so it's not about trying to gather an audience, but it's about sharing your life. And it's important that we do that. It's important that we communicate the gospel. It's important that we care about others more than what's happening in our own lives. I mean, Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. And so we have to remember that burden. And so I just want to encourage everyone out there that, you know, if you're a believer, be encouraged. You can share the gospel. You can share the love of God with other people. They're just waiting for someone to tell them. You know, I remember that the first time I shared the gospel with someone, I was a little nervous. I was a little, oh, my goodness, what do I say? And it's amazing. As soon as I started opening my mouth, Greg, and started sharing the word of God with people, they started responding. And I was like, oh, my goodness, they want Jesus. Praise of course God. They do. They just need someone to tell them.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And think about it, 95% do not win one person. And that means then there's no wisdom, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Because he that's wise wins souls. And so we're focusing on wisdom and understanding that understand this. And I want to encourage you this. If right now you feel challenged, they say, I don't know how to lead them to the Lord right now. Lead them to VFN Radio. Lead them to VFN TV. We will partner with you. And together, together, we will lead them to the Lord. Listen, we have been laboring for years for this day to partner with you. We want you to leave the 95 percentile, you know, of not winning one person to the Lord. We want to partner with you at VFN. You go to vfnfamily.org to find out more about it. But we want to be able to partner with you and just get people to begin to listen. There's one thing very important about, you know, somebody coming to God is just them constantly beginning to hear the gospel and hearing the good news and not in a preachy way. Although the very fact is this, is that, you know, ever how you deliver God's word, it's anointed. So it's going to accomplish that, what it set out to do. It's God and his spirit that does it. But, you know, just begin to just saturate the person's life and their environment with God's truth. Just like we do with VFN Radio for 2 hours a day. We have the first hour and the extra hour. You know, that's every single day, Monday through Friday. Then we have the marathon weekend and getting people to subscribe or just listen to. I mean, it's a free subscription, but you can just listen to. You can download the app on your iPhone or your Android or your mobile device, and we'll partner with you. We will talk to them every day for you. You know, maybe you have a son or a daughter out there that's trying to, you know, they're kind of wavering in between two opinions, the world's opinions and God's opinion, you know, and you can hook them up to VFN Radio, and we will actually partner with you to move you out of the 95 percentile. Because truly, I would think, you know, I don't want to stand before the throne of God and say, you know what,
to tell nobody about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And think about, yeah. And he says, if you're ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. And you think about it. When you win one soul to the Lord, when you win one person to the Lord, you're like in the top 5%. Like, boom, one soul. I remember a businessman, he's a lawyer, that he was part of what we're doing in a certain season and a time, and he never publicly proclaimed his faith. You know, it was, he just never did it. And so, you know, I challenged him, you know, that I want you to put this armband on, this little device, this little armband on. And it said, get this, it said God, you know, it said God on his arm, you know. And so it just, oh my goodness, it worked his last piece of his flesh. He walked in a room, you know, board meeting or whatever, and he's thinking, everybody's looking at my arm. You know, it was the first time he ever wore God on the outside of his life. You know, to me, that was the point that you met God.
Yeah.
Because it's public profession of your faith.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're still sneaking around, you know, you're probably being drawn to him, but you're going to have to stand up for him and boldly proclaim, you know, that I'm his. That's what water baptism is about. You know, it's a public profession of your faith to God and others, but other things. But really, remember that he was so, I mean, it was a big deal. Just like, really, after all these years of professing
after
privately,
that's what God's done for you, right?
Yeah. Of all those times you snuck out at night, Nicodemus, to tell me that you had a relationship with God, you know? And what did he say? Even though he was sneaking around, Jesus told him right then, what Nicodemus says, you must be born again.
Right.
When he put Jesus on the outside of his life, he was confronted with, is he going to be the Lord of my life? And he went straight from that encounter where he finally just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And he did it. And of course, he went through all that, you know, battles that was coming against him and, you know, mindsets and all that. And the next thing you know, he totally left his job as an attorney, and now he's actually taking care of fatherless children. He's given his whole life. He went from being an attorney to, once he was willing to follow Jesus and put God on the outside and not secretly, possibly on the inside, now he's boldly serving God. He's actually taking care of fatherless children. Mm-hmm. I mean, he quit his job as an attorney, you know, and gave up everything and leased his house out and just took off. Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful thing. And now today, because he put Jesus on the outside, God put several boys, fatherless boys, in his hands to be able to raise them up and father them. Is that not awesome?
That's awesome.
That is totally, totally awesome. It's just really cool. So I encourage you that he that wins souls is wise. He that wins souls is wise. And so if 95% of the self-professing church, according to statistics, is not winning one person, that's called a lack of wisdom and a lack of the word, because, you know, we're called to be fruitful. We actually are going to have it coming up soon. On VFN Radio, maybe not that soon because we got to be a little bit, but Fruitful One. It's really going to just encourage you. It's going to just inspire you. As a matter of fact, it'll be available probably on VFN TV as well to the subscribers, free subscription. And Fruitful One, you're going to find out that the enemy wants your harvest. He does not want you to be fruitful, because fruitful sets you apart, because Jesus said, you will know them by their fruit. We'll be right back in just a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.